What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another installment of Crime and Wine. It's Siobhan. How are you?
I am exhausted, actually, but I'm okay. I got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend, so I'm excited.
Well, okay.
The blue hair is going away this weekend.
You say what?
The blue hair is going to be gone this weekend.
The blue hair, I was telling you.
It was a moment, but it's going away for a while. I'm going back to black for a little while. I have a photo shoot on Sunday that I'm really excited about.
What do you got a photo shoot for?
I can't got it right now. Yeah,
tell
you off. But I have a photo shoot on Sunday, and then I have a really fun brunch event that I'm going to down in Manhattan. So that should be really cool.
Well, isn't that just as fun as can be? I ain't doing a whole lot. I'm going to Columbus this weekend. I was about to say her name, but I don't know if she wants her name to be said necessarily. But a friend in Atlanta was just coming up, and she's like, "I'm gonna go to Columbus. You want to come?" I said, "Sure." So the three of us haven't been together in like a year and a half, maybe even longer at this point. Just go up there. You say what?
Like friend reunion?
Almost, yeah. You know, some little like that, a teensy bit. I don't know what the heck we gonna do. I'm like, all right now. Y'all love to talk about me being the oldest out of the three of us. My old ass ain't got no time for all this drunk shit no more.
Also, this weekend, I'm going to mail out all the things I've been needing to mail to people.
That's very open, but okay. And what are you drinking right now?
I mean, like your potato chips.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. Damn. Yeah. I am looking forward to tasting them ones. Don't say what the name of it is on here.
I want another bag. I've been trying to find.
You better not eat my chips.
I'm not going to, but I've been trying to find if I could order them. I want another bag.
You better find a site, girl.
I am drinking. It is bourbon and Dr. Pepper.
Bourbon and Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, this particular bourbon was finished in like a cherry oak barrel, so it has like cherry notes, so it goes good with the Dr. Pepper.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, so what I have, I don't know what it is. I know that sounds crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So I happen to see, it was 19 Crimes.
Okay.
Said limited edition.
Oh, Lord. That's how they get you every time.
No. That's not what it was. It says revolutionary blend. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's red or white. I have no idea.
You haven't opened it yet?
It's an opaque green color bottle. So I can't tell this is red or white.
You haven't opened the...
No. I wanted to be surprised. Wait.
What did it say on the label?
I didn't want to read too much because it wasn't like out there. I'm sure it's on the back.
Turn it around. Is that the front that I'm looking at?
No, this is the front. It doesn't say. It just says revolutionary blend, limited edition. It doesn't really say, but I didn't want to read it. I did not want to read. I wanted to
be surprised. What's that white man on the front then? Who is that? Yeah. Who is the person?
I don't know. Let me try to...
Because you know, with the 19 Crimes, there's many people that you recognize on the bottle.
I would have to scan it to see who this person, who this individual is. I don't know who this person is.
It looks like Kiefer Sutherland, but I also can't tell through a Zoom. And that's a weird picture.
You see, okay. There he is. John DeVoy.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who it is either.
I'm dying to know.
So here we go. I don't know if it's red or white.
Oh, this is the part where y'all should turn y'all phone to the side and watch the video on Spotify.
It's red.
I assume so. Blends are usually. That's a really dark red.
I've had blends.
I've had white
blends. Both ways.
It's not.
Smells a little. Initially, it smelled really good. It's like the It's like the under. Oh, the note. Oh. Mm. Okay, wait. This smells like a wine that actually needs to sit out. This should have sat open. Because as it sits, it is starting to smell a little bit better. Mm. So let's see. Let's smell this. I mean, taste this. See what we got. Oh. Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. And this will taste a lot better after it sits open for a while, like sit in the glass for a little bit. Since I didn't know if it was red or white, I put it in the refrigerator so it could be chilled, because I'd rather have chilled red wine than warm white wine.
Makes sense.
So
I chilled it.
So it's actually not bad. This tastes like something I could sit and sip when I have my little charcuterie board.
Now I'm tempted to try to find it.
Well, you still never tasted the Martha Stewart.
It's because I never saw it.
I see it all the time. They be selling a little pack up here. It's a Snoopy and Martha. They sell them together.
So, okay, this is what I'm going to say. When I've thought to look for it, I have not seen it.
Understood.
But I don't always think to look for it.
Also understood.
Store. So
also understood. Because I have seen it sold out here, but they also, like I said, they sell the pack. They sell the Snoop and Martha together.
Yeah. And I'm not.
You're not a Chardonnay girl either, though.
I'm not. And I also don't really like Snoop's 19 Crimes either. So
I don't dislike it, but I wouldn't choose it because it's that weird in between. It's sweet to people who drink dry wine, and it's dry to people who drink sweet.
Yeah,
wine.
It's like it's, and to me, it's just confused. So yeah. It's like we don't know. Yeah.
It is. There's very few people that like that. Few people that I know, I should say, that like that in between, but that's what that is. That will satisfy you if you like the in between.
Yeah.
All right. We can go ahead and get started today.
What are we talking about? What's happening?
Any chance, have you ever heard of the Cowboy Mafia?
Sounds familiar. But I can't, like, 100% pinpoint, so let's go on this journey together.
Here we go. So the Cowboy Mafia mm-hmm. was a group of smugglers.
Oh.
In the U.S., during the 70s.
Like coyotes or like
in Texas. Huh?
Like coyotes or like drug smugglers?
Drug smugglers. Why are you talking about coyotes?
Because those are people smugglers. They send people over from Mexico. I mean, listen, you said Texas and they were smuggling people in Texas be smuggling people from Mexico. I didn't fucking know. I don't be knowing what's going on.
More specifically, guess they were smuggling.
Not people, obviously.
Just to piss me off.
Was they smuggling marijuana?
Marijuana!
I mean, in the 70s, that's a smuggling, George. I don't know, I guess, because now everybody be high, so it's just like, what are you doing?
But girl, that didn't piss me off. Some damn weed. What the hell? But anyway, yeah, so they were smugglers. They got the name Cowboy Mafia just from the media, because they were in Texas, you know. Cowboys, Texas, that's just the thing.
Listen, it was the 70s. We were still trying to be puritanical. We got to act like...
It was the 70s. A lot of shit was going on, period.
But you got to act like we didn't do what we all knew we was doing. Because... yeah, I don't know.
The funny thing is these folks, they didn't even operate that long.
They usually don't.
No. Like, this was short. Okay. Short, as in 1 year short.
Okay,
maybe so not even the full year.
Let's tell this tale, because I don't understand how they got to the point that we need to be talking about them and they only lasted a year.
Like, so from 77 to 78, 1 year, these motherfuckers imported over 106 tons of weed.
They said, we're going to smuggle, bitch.
Smuggle.
Smuggling.
They use shrimp boats.
Like, bubble gum?
like bubba gum. They used shrimp boats. Hold on. These are the names. Angus Pauline, the Monkey, the Jubilee, and the Bayou Blues.
That was the name of their strands. That was...
Yup, that's exactly what the hell it was.
That was the name of their strands. They, was,
they did 106 tons. They Oh, they made six strands.
I bet they you made, the blue strand was hitting, though. It just sounded like it was hitting.
I feel like Jubilee was.
Nah, Jubilee had you hyper.
Yeah, go. Let's go dance.
Nah, I need, see, I need a good, I'm going to calm down and focus. I feel like Bayou Blues had me out this bitch painting like Picasso. I be doing.
Look, had a weed like this. Then
leave. Yes, and that long-ass cigarette holder.
Yeah, because you know that's what they did back then.
Just
chilling. Look, had the smoke just coming up. Looks like brown sugar.
Yeah.
Look that video.
Mm. Be about to be ready to cut the flyest neo soul album. like by who? Like it's
But yeah, so they use these boats, these shrimp boats. They made six trips from Columbia to Texas. Okay.
Pull over for a stop. So, first of all, in a year, you only took six trips. So you said, fuck that work shit.
Well, hold on. This is the thing. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was actually a year.
So you think it was longer?
No, I think it was shorter. Like, it went from 77 to 78, yes, but yeah.
But either way, you did six trips.
Mm-hmm.
And them six trips, 100,000, 100+ thousand? What? Did you even pretend like he was bringing in shrimp? Did you put a rubber one in this bitch?
Yeah, God.
We ain't even got fishing equipment on this motherfucker. We just, fuck this shit. We just weed, huh?
Don't
look legitimate in case the motherfucking Coast Guard tells you to get over so they can come out.
Fuck the bullshit.
They just sit. They
get this done.
The aesthetic. We just gonna get the weed. Just
gonna get it.
Oh, okay. All right.
On the six different boats that was involved, they were carrying anywhere from 35,000 to 40,000 pounds of weed.
This is what I'm saying. So it's like, y'all just said, fuck the aesthetic of pretending to look legit. Not even gonna have fishing equipment. Fisher who? What? No. Equipment? What is that? Fishermen? We don't
Didn't
know.
Didn't care.
Like, it's...
Did not
nets, care. Who, bitch? Like, y'all looked at that equipment the way Mariah Carey looked at Jennifer Lopez. I don't know her. Just fuck the appearance of legitimacy. Y'all said fuck the Coast Guard.
And then
y'all like Tupac at the end to hit him up.
Fuck all my fofo, make sure all you kids don't grow like
Coast Guard. Fuck you too. A dock workers, fuck you. Oh, you must, like, what?
Fuck you too. Like, they weren't playing.
We just gone. Okay, all right.
They did not care. So after they did that, like, when they got back to Texas, they were giving them to these ranches that were owned by the same motherfucker, Rex. Rex Cobble. And he was then going from there, he was dispersing it throughout the state of Texas.
That is Rex the plug.
And Rex is the motherfucker. He like,
I didn't know, because Rex is the plug.
They, so the in 78, all these motherfuckers got arrested because the government seized the Angus Pauline when they were getting cargo off of the ship in a port in Texas. Like, it's like, how did you get caught so fast? Like, you clearly are not giving a damn.
That's because some easy, well, one, they was clearly reckless, but also somebody in their group was snitching.
I don't know. I don't know, because like you said, they didn't even make it seem as if it was shrimp. They just like, fuck the shit. Like, let's go.
They very much was like, fuck the props and aesthetics, bitch. We're not here for theater. We're here for the coin.
And we doing this.
It's like, you want to play act, bitch? Hit Broadway. We here to get the coin.
they not fucking around. So this is the other thing that's kind of getting me. I mean, I guess, because, I mean, it, I guess it's a lot of money, but.
I mean, it's not. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on, listen to how many people were arrested. So just imagine how this was dispersed. 26 people.
Wait a minute. Hold on, please. So now y'all appear to be a little lazy because. This is an operation of 26 motherfucking people. Y'all had what, five boats?
Six
boats between 26 of you bitches. And y'all only brought in 100 in? Y'all was a little lazy.
Now, that's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking it's 2-3 people that's hiring unsuspecting crews to man these boats. Meanwhile, all y'all know enough to be arrested and charged. And this is all we done brought into the fold?
Girl.
Because in the 70s at 106, I mean, what was the street value on an ounce? What, $50? The fuck?
Well, this is the 70s.
Like, what? Y'all was a little lackadaisical with doing the work.
So 26 people ended up being convicted for all of this shit, right? But then this damn judge named Joe Fisher, he just decided to overturn 4 of the smugglers that was convicted. Just overturned the shit. It was like, fuck the bullshit.
That's why
in September of 81. It's just like, so this shit ain't that old.
No, I mean, it's older than me, but not by much.
it ain't that.
Oh, I'm about to
do that
now.
What? Don't do
that. I thought you was gonna do the most. I was about to say, all right, you ain't gotta put the sweat.
No, you know me. I'll be standing up for you and them other two cousins of ours. We're like, oh, y'all better talk about them, leave them alone. They can do whatever age you want to be. I'll be standing up. They be fucking with y'all. I got y'all back.
Just don't put too much on it, you know.
No, I'll be having your back. That'd be me. But when he did all this, it became very, very controversial because he also tried to like reduce the publicity in the case. He is just like, nah, you niggas don't need to know everything. Like, how you just gonna randomly say, you know, back off?
He just called it was like, you know what, I need y'all to get out of my business.
Essentially.
Oh.
Just like, nah, y'all can't be in here for this part.
It's like, y'all, but like, y'all too deep in my business. It's mm-hmm. like, there's my business and there's my business and mm-hmm. y'all going too far. You could do that. I want to try that.
But hold on.
Just call the government like, I arrest y'all too far in my business and I need back y'all up. To back up.
Right. Exactly. Can hold on. Listen to this. So that was in late 81, and he overturned this shit. You know, he overturned it in September of 81. January of 82.
The fact that y'all too deep in my business worked.
January of 82, one of the defendants that had his case overturned pled guilty to intent to distribute with possession of marijuana.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. He got you on. Oh my God. See, this is why you can't have two people involved. It's always one dummy that want to fuck it out everybody.
And then this nigga agreed to testify in the trials in exchange for a lesser charge.
Well, you should have overturned, bitch. We already got it overturned. You could just went the hell home.
Girl. Dummy.
Every time the exit ramp be right there and you niggas love to drive right the fuck past.
Man.
The exit ramp be here, it be lit, it don't even have the little water barrels, nothing, and y'all be just flying past this motherfucker.
Girl. So just real quick to circle back a little bit to these people that were convicted. One of the last people that was part of the quote unquote cowboy mafia, Frank Bryant, he like fell off the face of the earth for a while. And they ended up finding him in Fort Lauderdale in a random ass motel because he was they were tipped off.
Of course they did, because where else would a cowboy criminal go but to fucking Fort Lauderdale? Like,
this is what
nothing, not even no shade to Fort Lauderdale. It's just that nobody would think to look for anybody there. Actually, really like Fort Lauderdale for that reason, but nobody's thinking to look for anybody in Fort Lauderdale.
My thing is I'm just like, when you like, this is what we were just talking about. Like, at a certain point, fucking stop, and you won't get caught. Like, just at a point, chill the hell out.
But that's the thing about people who do shit like this. They don't. It's not about the crime. They addicted to getting away with it. It's like the
adrenaline
of doing the shit.
Right. So obviously, because of what was going on, and he was essentially a fugitive. Not essentially, he was. He was a fugitive.
We don't have to quantify that.
Right, that's true. So of course he had a federal warrant out nationwide. But even with that,
probably in the post office.
Hanging on. Even with that, now mind you, I said that he was found in Fort Lauderdale. This motherfucker had marijuana charges in Georgia too.
Of course he did.
But why don't you stop in Georgia, fuck up again, and then go to Florida?
Because he was like, up, burn this state, time to move away. He out here like, Diddy, you don't want my love, guess I gotta move on.
Oh my gosh. Lord have mercy.
It's like, because people, that's the thing, it's like, they get addicted to one of two things, the thrill of getting away with it, or the fast money.
Yeah, and I don't know which one to choose because it just don't make much sense. I guess because I don't think that way.
They get addicted to both of them because it's like some people get addicted to having the money right now because that's why they can't work like regular ass jobs because they're like, I need this money right now. I did whatever. I need immediate payoff. But they probably like that in like every aspect of their life. They can't.
That's true.
They need immediate payoff for everything.
You're right. That's
they get so addicted to feeling smarter than everybody, right?
Yeah, like they constantly get over.
To be the smartest one in the room.
Right.
So the fact that they're getting over or getting away, especially they're still moving about through day-to-day life while doing this, it's like, yes, because y'all can never catch me because you bitches are dumb. Like, they get so addicted to being that.
Yeah.
It's like the thrill that comes with that, especially because it's like, not only am I outsmarting you, I'm also deceiving you, but you trust me, you know?
Yeah. And right. It's like,
it's these like weird feelings that people get, like these weird control mechanisms that people get addicted to.
Yeah, that's
either the control of the immediate payoff or feeling like you're controlling the entire scenario because you're the only one that sees the full picture.
Like, think you're a damn puppeteer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. But yeah, so he was in three of the 26 counts that were back in Texas, one of them being conspiring and operation to smuggle marijuana in the U.S. And you know, they don't fuck, well, they like to say they don't fuck around with that, but that's a whole nother topic, whole nother show. but that, just specifically that count by itself, is like a 20 year max and or a $25,000 fine. Nigga, charge me $25,000. Fuck that 20 years in jail.
I mean, basically, I pay that shit off in installments, but I still be
give out. Give me that.
Because look,
I got a choice.
Installment and go to brunch. Like, I'm still outside. Like, I can't.
I can make more than $25,000, way more than $25,000 in 20 years. Nigga, give me the $25,000 charge. I'll take that without thinking. Give break me that shit.
Down. Break that shit down in payments like Sally Mae.
Be like, look, I can give you $35 a month.
Like, listen, if I get behind, take my income tax. Like,
And I get behind on purpose. Just take the shit.
Just leave me outside. Let me. I want to be able to still get a mimosa and go be fucking up.
Not a mimosa.
Like, let me be outside.
You know a bitch love mimosa though.
It's just like brunch. I need to be outside. Like,
so Rex, the motherfucker that owned the ranches, yeah. He was considered like
with his scam
in charge. He was like, yeah, right?
Of course. Like, what?
He was considered, well, because they considered him like the head motherfucker, he could have been sentenced to up to 95 years.
That's excessive.
And was at risk of losing one third of his shit that he has, which was estimated to be $55 to $80 million.
I mean, but somewhere. It's from illegal gains, so.
Well.
Technically, you should lose all of it.
No. See, we gotta get back, get into more shit. It ain't necessarily from illegal games.
Okay.
Because of everything else that he was about possibly losing, okay? So in August of 81, Rex was indicted by a grand jury. Government believed that he was the financial backer. He had the money. This motherfucker already had money. He not getting all his money from this shit. He already had money. His last, I think it's Cobble.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Cobble. Do you have any? Does that name ring any
Caldwell?
Huh?
Did you say Rex Caldwell?
Cobble. Caubble.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, because these motherfuckers, they something. Go ahead. Look that last name up.
Caubble. Okay.
Go ahead. So as she's looking that up, let's just go.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh. He already had money.
Yeah, because
you talk about losing it. Nah, it wasn't illegal shit. He already had money.
He was a cotton farmer and a wildcatter.
No joke. Like cutting horse breeder, a rancher, banker, construction. Yeah,
he had a coin. All right.
This motherfucker already had money. So he's getting ready to lose that shit.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Yes. So in August of 81, he ended up being indicted. Like I said, because he was the government decided that he was a financial backer of the smugglers. And then Foster. All these damn last names. I done got lost. So he was the foreman of the ranches that this Rex nigga had.
Yeah. And
the drugs were transported through Rex's ranches throughout Texas. That's how they was able to get it everywhere. So he was he's a multimillionaire. And he was a former chairman of the Texas Aeronautics Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And an honorary Texas Ranger. Ain't that what Herschel Walker was?
Yes. No. Yes, but no.
Because
he was in Texas. He was a, but that's what Shaq was.
Shaq? He
was like a weird honorary sheriff.
What the hell?
You don't remember that?
I don't know. Shaq be doing some shit. Shaq seem like he fun in motherfucker. He be doing some shit.
Very random, but yeah.
Anyway, so he ended up being convicted in January of 82. Two counts of violating the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, just in case people did not know what RICO stood for.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah.
That's what that is.
I feel like we've given this before, but
I don't know.
We talk about so many RICO cases that it don't hurt to refresh.
Right. So two counts of violating RICO conspiracy to a count of conspiracy to violate RICO, 3 violations of the Interstate Commerce Travel Act, and 4 counts of misapplication of bank funds. This is what he had. So the next month, he was found guilty of smuggling 106 tons of marijuana. Mm-hmm. And this is the part that pissed me off. Because I'm like, hold the fuck up. So he was sentenced, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was sentenced to 10 terms of 5 years each.
10 terms?
Hold on.
Like prison terms?
Yes.
Why did we phrase that in that way?
Well, this is the way, because I skipped a word intentionally, because this is the part that pissed me off.
Okay.
He was sentenced to 10 concurrent terms of 5 years. So this nigga got a total of five years. Why'd you even say 10? What was the point? Just say he got 5 years. Right.
So why are we phrasing this in this manner?
Just say he got 5 years.
5 years.
Because
like...
I'm okay with you saying it when it's consecutive. It's like, okay, that makes sense. It's like you served your first 10 years. Now you got
it. I don't even understand that. Just say you have 50 years. Or
that's also true.
Whatever. We ain't got to do the verbal.
Well, because this is
dramatic.
4, 7, because this is a total of 10 counts. So they're saying he got charged.
I understand 5 years. All of that.
But I get it. But
all of this, you gave this nigga 5 years. And
you tried to use verbal flourishes
to make it fancy, bitch.
At the same time, just say he got 5 years. Like, I don't have no time for the bullshit. So he ended up getting released because obviously it's easy to complete 5 damn years, as well as having good conduct. In September of 87.
When I tell you being a white man will get you
girl
into the upper echelon pantheons.
Because
Rams, the rest of us will never ever understand.
Because
there are white men that listen to the show and I love you dearly. Mwah. Chef's kiss, y'all are great. But y'all also, if y'all listen to us, y'all also recognize that y'all have a privilege that the rest of us can only aspire to.
Only dream of having. he was released in 87, remarried in 94, and just lived his
very married.
He just lived his very old life.
Days. I saw he died in 2003.
Passed in 2003. Quote unquote natural causes. Age of 89.
Not quote unquote. That's what you tried to say.
No, because I mean another show. We just not gonna get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result of his RICO conviction, he had to forfeit 31% interest of Cobble Enterprises.
Ooh, shit.
This include interest in 2 Cutterville Western World stores, 3 Texas banks, 6 ranches, a welding company, and oil and gas holdings.
What's also really funny about him and this conviction, I think the funniest thing about him and this conviction is that he was a hardcore anti-weed guy.
They always are.
Like all of his political backer, like all people he backed politically were like anti-weed, and he was very loud and very staunch on
because
absolutely the fuck not, bitch.
You have to behave as if you're anti. That way nobody's going to assume you.
Nobody gonna suspect that you the one bringing this shit in.
Yeah. Like, oh no, not him. He doesn't even like it.
He hates this.
But the company's worth was estimated to be about $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
However, the government sold their interest back to their partners, which was his wife and son, for an estimated $12 million. So there ended up being a book written about him, Catching the Katie. And it depicted everything that was going on with these cowboy mafia. The cowboy mafia is funny.
That's a very funny name. I visualize a television show that's quite entertaining.
I just keep seeing Tex Avery every time I think about this.
I like think the cartoon. About Walker, Texas Ranger.
I think Tex Avery. That's all I think.
Yeah, all about that. I think like Walker Texas Ranger or like a bunch of versions of Johnny Bravo at a rodeo. Like it's just like a bunch of like country Johnny Bravos.
But yeah, so that's the story of the Cowboy Mafia. The Cowboy Mafia is hilarious. That's a lot of damn weed.
So, all right, just to give y'all a couple of quick updates on other stories we have talked about. If you go back into
Please go
the
back.
yesteryear, please go back into the yesteryear. There, a couple months ago, we did an episode on Alex Murdaugh. Y'all can go back and find that. This is why I put everybody's names as the title of the episodes, unless they did something very wild that I think will make a funny title. But this is why I put the names because I sometimes, if it's current cases, I have y'all refer. But update to the Alex Murdaugh trial that is currently happening. He said that drug-induced paranoia caused him to lie to the authorities about being with his wife and son right before they was killed. So
He's
he
becoming suspicious.
said, the drugs made me do it, bitch. I don't be knowing. And this is his current defense. So then, in this case with Cody Easterday, which was our subject last week in his ghost cattle.
This motherfucker.
So we spoke about the fact that the Church of Latter-day Saints did buy the farm. Some of y'all were not very happy that we talked about the Church of Latter-day Saints. They just happened to be part of the story.
Oh,
I
they weren't.
have a dog in that fight. Do not care what they be doing over there.
Oh,
But,
people were upset.
huh?
I said people were upset.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay.
A few. I got a couple of messages. Again, whatever. If that
Right.
took away from what we were talking about, sorry for you, because it whatever. I don't care nothing about what they got going on over there. That had nothing to do with me. All I tell y'all is what be happening in the stories.
That's
So,
true.
in the Church of the Latter-day Saints, though, the S, the E, and the C, our favorite organization,
SEC.
just slapped them with a good $5 million fine for trying to hide multiple $1 billion in assets through shell companies. So maybe y'all shouldn't be mad at me and more trying to figure out what y'all got going on in the church with the Latter Day and those saints. So those are the updates. Jen Shah, we spoke about her. At some point on here, Mama just reported to serve her 6 years. On a similar note, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City has been canceled.
The whole thing been canceled?
Yeah, the show is actually canceled. At least that's what I've been seeing. Who I know they started filming. Potomac is about to start filming again, so
No, Potomac just went off.
they're gonna start filming again next month. So that's why I'm thinking, because Potomac normally starts airing in like September,
Actually,
October.
no, yeah, the for the most part, those show they come on like they start filming the next season about a month and a half after the reunion. That's
After
true.
the reunion, yeah. So Potomac just starts shooting again. Beverly Hills is currently filming, and I think Atlanta is filming. So I think Salt Lake City might have got the boot for real.
Well, all right then.
Because Salt Lake City is normally the summer franchise. Because they usually start right before Potomac. Because Salt Lake City's reunion was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. So because they usually are about a month ahead of Potomac. Potomac and Atlanta usually overlap. Like Atlanta ends right when Potomac starts.
Right. Yeah.
And Salt Lake City is normally the bridge one between Atlanta and Potomac, and I haven't heard anything about them filming yet, so I'm pretty sure they're done. So yeah.
Well, then.
And Lizzie Holmes was trying to go to Mexico.
Not Lizzie.
Lizzie Holmes was trying to go set up shop in Mexico before she reported to prison because mama said, I'm not doing this shit. You got me fucked up.
Lizzie really smart. Lizzie. Call that broad Lizzie.
We, you know, we stand Miss Lizzie Holmes around here.
Oh gosh. How long she get? Like 8 years?
Something like that. She a beast. You know, she said she just had a baby, so he got her life.
Gosh. Well, those are a couple updates. That was today's story. Thank you much, guys, for listening. We'll be back again next week with a new story. More than likely, SEC. Here we go. Something along those lines. Because that's the shit that we do.
We usually stay away from the gruesome, gory things.
We try to. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget, we do still have merch. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and make any purchases that you would like. Upset merch. With that, we shall see you guys next week. Peace out.